गिरिवरधारे गोपे जन बलावा गिरिवर धारे यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वन चारे यमुना तेरा वन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय जय गुस्पाद परमस प्रिपराज के श्री अष्टोत्तर सच्ची श्रीमदेश डिभांगे से श्री भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय दयालर्ड शिव श्री श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा देवी की जय श्री श्री गौनीताय की जय इस डिभांगे से श्री भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय और गृष ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत्सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैसिके So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 23, Text 53, titled Devahuti's Lamentation. Etavatalam kalena एतावतालं कालेन व्यतिक्रांतेन मे प्रभो व्यतिक्रांतेन मे प्रभो इंद्रियार्थ प्रसंगेन इंद्रियार्थी प्रसंगेन परित्यक्त परात्मना परित्यक्त परात्मना एतावतालं कालेन एतावतालं कालेन व्यतिक्रांतेन मे प्रभो व्यतिक्रांतेन मे प्रभो इंद्रियार्थ प्रसंगेन इंद्रियार्थ प्रसंगेन परित्यक्ता परात्मना परित्यक्ता परात्मना Any one of the Matajis? Etabata, so much. Alam. For nothing. Kalena, time. Vyatikrantena, pass by. Me, my. Prabho, O my Lord. Indriya artha, sense gratification. Prasangena, in the matter of indulging. Parityakta, disregarding. Paraatmana, knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Until now, we have simply wasted so much of our time in sense gratification, neglecting to cultivate the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, responsibly as it is. Until now, we have simply wasted so much of our time in sense gratification, neglecting to cultivate knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Purport. Human life is not meant to be wasted like that of the animals in sense gratificatory activities. Animals always engage in the sense gratification, eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But that is not the engagement of the human being. Although, because of the material body, there is need of sense gratification according to the regulative principle. So, in effect of Devahuti said to her husband, so far we have these daughters and we have enjoyed material life in the aerial mansion, traveling all over the universe. These boons have come by your grace, but they have all been for sense gratification. Now, there must be something for my spiritual advancement. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaha Bande Sri Guru Dinatarene Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devim Gauravani Pracharini Nivisesa Sunyavade Pasyatya Desatarini Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you Suvas Prabhu and Archita Prabhu for your kind words that you asked me to give Bhagavatam class, although it is not new for me in New Dwarka. And I have given many, many classes over here. And also I know that almost all the older devotees and the new devotees I see. Just thank you for having us. Our movement is diversified in many ways. That we have been traveling around the world, we have seen different temples have different mood. Different devotees have different mood also. Someone is in Vatsali Rasa, someone is in Madhuri Rasa, someone is in Sakshya Rasa, someone is in Dasya Rasa. But our new Dwarka is Rajakya Bhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We could see just their Lordship Rukmini Dwarkadhis. They are having their 16,108 palaces. It is present here, but we are not able to see in our naked eyes. But wherever Krishna goes as Dwarkadhis, he takes his all his palaces, all his queens. We may not even see in Dwarka, the original Dwarka, but still, just it is there. It is there, but we are not able to see that. So coming back to the point, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita very nicely. Radharani is the embodiment of enjoy. Krishna is the embodiment of enjoyer. And the more Krishna enjoys, the more Srimati Radhika expands her enjoyment. And in Golok Vrindavan, it is limitless. It has no limit. But in the material world, as people try to enjoy, it has limit. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada says, material world is nothing else but the perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So therefore, anything within the material world we see, just everything is limited. So here Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, here let me say, Kardam Muni, his wife is saying, Until now, we have simply wasted so much of our time in sense gratification. Of course, where is not sense gratification? Abrama bhuvana loko punaravartino arjuna mam upetyatu konte punar janma na vidyate. So we go Brahmaloka till Patal Loka, all about sense gratification is there. Even Srila Prabhupada says, you go to a hellish planet, you will see the tiny jivas there having copulation, they are enjoying. So, sense gratification is everywhere. But in case of the devotees, there is also sense gratification. The sense gratification is Prabhupada says. What Srila Prabhupada says? The devotee's sense gratification is only one thing, that is having nice prasadam. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, bhalona khaiva aro bhalona pariva, but still we enjoy nice prasadam out of causeless mercy of Krishna. Yes or no? Yes. Prasadam is a must. Nice prasadam is a must. So our sense gratification is our outfits, our tilak. Because when the policeman goes outside with his outfit, just he goes with pride. I'm police officer. I'm here to correct the whole world. Correct at least Los Angeles City. So likewise, our outfit is our pride. Our tilak is our pride because this is our outfit. And wherever we go, we chant. Showing our nose, tip of our nose, we show we are the devotees. We chant Hare Krishna. We are Krishna's devotees. We are chanting Hare Krishna. Oh, my dear jivas. Oh, fallen souls. Please come and take refuge at the lotus feet of the Lord Hari. And that is why just we are inviting you all. Please come, chant Hare Krishna with us. Come to our temple. Because our spiritual master has built a house where the whole world can live in. So please come and join us. That's what we are doing. So here, Devahuti is asking to her husband, mothers. Devahuti is asking her husband, who is a very powerful personality. Prabhupada mentioned the yogis, they become, because of their yogic process, because of their siddhi, because of their austerity. We know that austerity is the jewel of the sadhus. So because of our austerity, we can also become very fired up and powerful devotee. And the movement, wherever the pure devotee goes, and the living entities, they are automatically attracted. Therefore, the symptom is his divine guest, wherever he went, just the devotees were attracted. And the first batch devotees, with due respect, they mentioned, just many of them, they mentioned, I have heard from their mouth, the moment Srila Prabhupada came, we immediately fell at his lotus feet. Without even preaching, without getting anything, just know. Immediately they surrender to Srila Prabhupada. So like that. So the point is that the power of the pure devotee is best example shown by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jare dekho tare koho Krishna Upadesh. He went and he gave Krishna Upadesh. He established as per his horoscope 108 centers. He made many, many devotees. How many? 10,000 or 5,000? Somewhere I see 5,000, somewhere I see 10,000 disciples. So anyway, he initiated many, many disciples. And I mentioned precisely diversified. When we go one country to another, nadi ke phank, desh ke bank, so the river never goes straight. river is always bend. They escape funk one country to another. The moment we go from America, just immediately we see left-hand drive. So there the mood is completely changing. We are not habituated. We drive on the right-hand side. So the thing is that just, you know, wherever we go, we see the mood of Krishna consciousness is different. Different. Although His Divine Grace has established the same International Society for Krishna Consciousness, within the infrastructure it happens like that. They don't break Srila Prabhupada's any rules and regulations. But the mood is different. I can give an example. When we go to Hungary, we see the temple is in Raganuga Bhakti. Their deities are different, just, you know, like what is it, Maharaj, Natavar Krishna. So the leg is up, and then just they put the kumkum here of Radharani, and just Krishna, their dress is different, the devotee's mood is different. So I'm just giving one example. So the point is that just, you know, it is diversified. So that's my main point. But here, Devahuti is talking about the material attributes by means of her husband she got. She was coming from the royal family, just Swayambhuva Manu and Satarupa. So, Swayambhuva Manu is one of the powerful executives of this material universe. Therefore, her daughter was brought up very royal ways. But she chose a hermit who has only little mud hut. Why such thing happens? Because of the dint of their tapasya, the munis, rishis, brahmanas, vidwanas, they have their all wealth within their body, within their heart, within their mind, within their senses. Therefore, Kardama Muni, just, you know, was able to create that aerial mansion. It could become smaller, it could become bigger, it could go automatically any direction it wanted. So finally, just, you know, they travel all over the material universe. They travel in the spiritual world. They went finally to the Mount Meru, and going over there, just they saw the beauty of the facilities in different airports and so forth. And also Kardama Muni himself, within that seven-story aerial mansion, just he had many nice facilities with 1,000 virgin girls. They were ready to serve them very nicely. So, coming back to the material realm, just, you know, in India, there is one rich man. He's one of the richest person in the world. I think 6th or 7th richest person. That is Mukesh Ambani. In the birthday of his beautiful wife, Nita Ambani, he gave a beautiful aeroplane which cost $176 million. And it has three decors. And it was decorated very nicely. When I heard that, I was thinking about Kardama Muni. So, gave that. So, one freelance journalist from Pakistan, he wrote all the glories of this beautiful aeroplane, just it was given by Mukesh Ambani to his wife. And he said there are so many, according to American standard, there are so many billionaires in India, but Pakistan doesn't have even one. So he was lamenting for that, so therefore he wrote very vividly. Very nice description he gave. So about the glories of the
beautiful aerial mansion, in other words, the beautiful airplane with his three deckers, and it was decorated very nicely. And she was going anywhere and everywhere. She was enjoying, thanking her husband, just like Kardamuni. Kardamuni was thanked by Devahuti. We enjoyed everything, just, you know. In fact, it is mentioned, just the Prabhupada has mentioned very nicely, that he expanded into 9 times. There are Ashtanga yogis, they expand themselves into 8 times. 8 times. But Kardamuni was exception, just he expanded into 9 times. He was a very powerful yogi because of his austerity. Seeing actually his austerity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, just he cried by seeing his austerity. Therefore, just, you know, tears from his eyes, it fell in one place, just, you know, that place became Bindu Sarovar. And also, Devahuti was, she, by seeing her husband's austerity, she also became austere. Prabhupada says, wherever Krishna conscious husband, wherever he goes, the wife follows the footsteps. Of course, I asked that question to Dhritakarma Prabhu. I immediately spoke to Sohas Prabhu. It's almost impossible for us to preach to such people, such personalities, such matajis actually. Those who are doctors, engineers, lawyers, scientists, executives, flying aeroplane, flying fighter jet, police officers and so forth. When we go, just we try to say, are you the chaste wife of your husband? Are you the chaste wife of your husband? And immediately they will say, just, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Even if in India the Hindus, there are Hindu women, just, they are in this kind of position now. And, they go to the temple, they go to the Hindu temple, they pray to the Lord. But when we talk about, just, this is what we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, when you talk about, just, they will not accept that. It is impossible for preaching them. There is only one thing is possible, just, in spiritual realm, one thing is definitely it is possible. We have to have that unflinching faith. Yasya deve para bhaktir, yatha deve tatha guru, tasaite ikathita yartha, prakashante mahatmana. The entire Vedic knowledge, Vedic transcendental knowledge will reveal to us by the causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna. And not only that, wherever we put our finger, let's put it, someone is doing some project, big project, and by the causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna, it will happen. Adho Shraddha, we have to have that faith, and it will happen, and it has been happening, and we see around the world there are many splendid temples have come up. This morning, the moment I came, so I invited Mother Tharit and Sobhas Prabhu, saying that just you are invited to go, because I'm in Los Angeles. The temple president of New Bombay, he called me and he said, please invite Sobhas Prabhu to come. He has to stay at least few days and see the temple, but he has to come with his wife, and we are going to pay his tickets. In fact, just all the devotees he's inviting, from Prabhupada's disciples especially, he's inviting, just he's spending big, exuberant money, so he wants to invite mostly Prabhupada's disciples to come and just to give the blessings. So therefore he wants our president. So coming to the point that, so Devahuti here is exception personality, she's also. So what happens? She took bath in, she went through severe austerities in the mood of her husband. And her, it is explained by Srila Prabhupada that her hair was locked and her body was completely just, you know, smeared with clay. Just her sari was very dirty looking, shabby looking, and she was looking very poorly, just, you know, even though she is coming from royal background and so forth. As I mentioned, wherever husband goes, the wife follows the footstep. She was exactly in the mood of her husband, Kardama Muni, and she was following the footsteps. She remained in the same mood, austere mood. She served also like that. And when the point came, just, you know, that they went through severe austerities, now a little bit enjoyment. Of course, we know in the material world, the flickering happiness or chapala sukha, and still it is there, as I mentioned, just wherever we go, just we find that enjoyment. Every single entity, every species, they have enjoyment. So, first of all, Kardama Muni asked Devahuti to take bath in Bindu Sarovar, and she was clean. The thousand apsaras, virgin girls, they bathed, dressed to Devahuti. They gave best of everything. And finally, she was made to sit in the aerial mansion, just, and then they flew all over. And they gave how many children? 9. That's why Prabhupada has mentioned very nicely, just, you know, the Matajis have 9 times strong desire than the Pitajis. So therefore, understanding the mind of Devahuti, Kardama Muni, expanded into 9 times to give satisfaction to her, and they had 9 kids, 9 daughters. And finally, just Devahuti, then he told to Swayambhuva Manu very clearly that after she begets the children, just I will go away from her life. I will take sannyas as a sannyasi. So here Devahuti is requesting onwards. We can find that all the 9 daughters, they will find their husbands respectively. They will go to their houses. What about me? I will be old. I am a woman. I will be old. What is going to happen to me? Therefore, you have to give one son. So therefore, by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord, it was the providential arrangement. And of course, Kardama Muni was very powerful. He begot one son. That's no one else but Lord Kapila Dev. Lord Kapila Dev. Now, Kapila Dev, just, you know, as per the Vedic injunction, so the husband takes care of the wife and children and other family members also, being the head of the family. And then after that, after the husband retires, then the next person is the son. son takes charge of the mother. Now, further we will be reading Kapil Dev teaches to his mother Devahuti the Sankhya philosophy. Am I correct, Subhas Prabhu? Yes. Thank you. So, coming back to the point, that sense gratification is everywhere, but this sense gratification within this material world is material, so we have to gratify our senses spiritually. Especially, Prabhupada has mentioned to the grihasthas, when they try to beget a child, they have to chant 50 rounds, Garbhadhana Sanskar, and many more things, and nice prasadam. And then just those who are taking nice only prasadam, they will remain very pure, otherwise they will be affected. So we all will be affected just when we go outside and take karmic food. Therefore, just one time I was trying to get some bread, just Maharaj was chastising me. So even if I got from health food store, so just I don't get anymore. So please try to stick to the nice prasadam. And New Dwarka has very opulent prasadam. Just, you know, please stick to that. And those who are cooking at home, mothers, just to try to offer to the Lord with love and devotion. So in this way, our Krishna consciousness will continue. So today, just I wanted to say something about Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was born in 1420. 1420 he was born, and he disappeared from this world in 1490. He remained within this world for 70 years, and he was coming from Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, as we know, Ebam Parampara Praptam Imam Rajareshya Badhu Sakalena Mahata Yoga Nasta Paramtapa. That this parampara system, praptam means to receive. We are baptized or we got initiation through Guru Parampara from Brahma Madhav. We are in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Actually, Madhavendra Puri appeared in this world before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, long before. But he was within our parampara. He was disciple of Sri Lakshmipati. And I just wanted to give you, it's getting time. I'm going to be chastised by the boss. So, Madhavendra Puri, just in summer season, he wanted to give just the sandalwood pulp to his Gopal deities, because Gopal deities coming in dreams said, "Oh, Madhavendra, I am very hot. Please give me something that will, which will cool down my body." And therefore, Madhavendra Puri, Prabhupada has mentioned very nicely just now in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Madhavendra Puri, just he was traveling through, and he was going to Malayadesh. And then on the way he stopped over in Ramuna. Actually, Jare Dekho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh, he was wherever he was going, chanting Hare Krishna and preaching, and he ended up going to Ramuna. Ramuna is the place, just it is in Orissa. It is very close to my native place. There is a nice deity called Khira Chora Gopinath. Khira, sweet rice. Chora, he who stole. Gopinath, the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. He stole the Khir. Madhavendra Puri came in front of Gopinath, and he was chanting and dancing just now. You know, pure devotees are very exceptional, conditioned souls behind, just they were also following. And then Madhavendra Puri heard that this khir which is given to the Gopinath, it is very, very first class, beautiful, palatable, nice first class prasadam. So therefore, Madhavendra Puri, he thought in his mind that he was taking just with his big finger, just took and just tried to lick it, and then just thinking just how nice it is, that I would be able to give to my Gopal deities like that. He was thinking like that. So then in due course of time, Madhavendra Puri, he thought that just, oh my Lord, I made a big offense, that in my mind I thought that I'm going to give the key to Gopal, but before it is offered, just I took it in my finger, just I lick it. Oh, that's a big offense, Madhavendra Puri was thinking in his mind. But Krishna is Jai Bhaja Krishna, Krishna Sayate Bada Chatur. He who chants the holy name of the Lord, he is very clever. And Krishna also says, Mama Bhakta Priyasime, my devotee is very dear to me. And Madhavendra Puri coming in our line is very powerful and pure devotee. So, what happened? That night, when that kheer was offered to Gopinath, so Gopinath stole one container and he kept behind his feet at the back side. And same night he came in the dream of Madhavendra Puri that I have kept, excuse me, just now, so to the pujari. So, so same night he came in dream, just he said, Gopinath said that I have kept a container of sweet rice for my devotee Madhavendra Puri. Next morning you get up and just give it to, when you go to come to do my service, and you give it to Madhavendra Puri. So the pujari was bewildered completely. Just he got up and he, wow, what a dream I saw just now. He just did all his nitya karma and he did all his puja. Factually, when he went, he saw Gopinath who stole, factually, just he was keeping one container of sweet rice. So he brought it and he came in front of the altar and he called, is there anybody who is called Madhavendra Puri? Please come and take the sweet rice it is given by the Gopinath. It is stolen by Gopinath for you. So Madhavendra Puri was just like one, just our sannyasis go from one country to another. Madhavendra Puri was preaching in another village. So the message was gone to him, and then Madhavendra Puri came. And then just he was given Madhavendra Puri, just Prabhupada has mentioned, he was in ecstasy. He was in ecstasy, just he ate all the sweet rice. Then he broke into the pieces to the clay pots. And he started eating. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri was favored by the Supreme Lord. And just, you know. And then, Gopal came in dream. My dear Madhavendra Puri, you have gone too far. And when you come back, come just by that time, just, you know, my body will be really hot, I'll be suffering and this and that. He talked like that. So then, he said, my form is non-different from Gopinath. It's non-different. So therefore, you do one thing, just you get the sandalwood and then just you rub it, just give the paste to Gopinath, so I would get it. So in this way, Madhavendra Puri fulfilled the desire of his Aradhya deity, just, you know, Gopal. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments and chastisement? Maharaj ki jai. In fact, Maharaj told me. I told to Maharaj, I travel around the world with my Guru Maharaj, but I am never told one day, you rascal, or never chastise. Therefore, His Holiness told me, therefore you are spoiled. I have rights to chastise you. Factually, I gave him the rights because he... Sorry.
Is this thing on? So, the Pujari was sleeping, and then the deity came to him in a dream, and told him what happened, that he had taken the sweet rice and hid it behind a curtain, and then he woke up. It was in the night still, and he took the sweet rice. And he went into the marketplace where Madhavendra Puri was sleeping in the marketplace. And he was calling out, does anybody know Madhavendra Puri? Is anybody by the name Madhavendra Puri? The Madhavendra Puri took the sweet rice, and when he heard what happened, he thought, I should leave right now, because in the morning, people will come, and hordes of people will come, thinking, who is this person that the deity stole the sweet rice? And he didn't want that kind of attention, that he was a great sadhu and a deity stole for him. So he immediately left the marketplace where he was sleeping. Mm. Like that. Am I correct?
Okay. Fine, Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki? Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Nidai Guru Premanande?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have a question for you.